Hello.
I saved this realm from the Lord of Terror, but stuff still happened.
So what's up?
Unfortunately, terror, but not from the guys that you are used to. From the US. The United States loves to brand basically everyone they don't like as a terrorist, including people who are here, which they're now using as an excuse to disappear legal residents from this country. International viewers will not be surprised about the hilarity of the United States just labeling everyone a terrorist to the point that they're calling people here a terrorist, and now we're just, everyone's a terrorist, an American. Because that's what the government of the United States does. That's what they do. Like, oh look, there's a group that is helping the citizens of this country have rights. What a terrorist. But bringing it back in, the US government through the Department of Homeland Security and specifically ICE has been abducting people who are legal residents of this country. People who have no criminal charges against them, but are being detained by the government simply for speaking out or just having a green card. You've probably heard of some of these cases already, and I'll be going through them, but I intended to make a list of the people that we know about so far who are legal residents with no charges that have been taken. I was naive to think that that would be a task that I could do. I kept finding more. So here's a quick overview of the cases I've been able to wrangle into something coherent, but know that this is being done intentionally to scare people. All of these cases are literally just trying to cause fear and chaos among people that they hate, which sounds like terrorism to me. We'll start with Mohammed Khalil, who was abducted at Columbia University by plainclothes ICE officers who showed up in an unmarked car. This man is a legal resident, a permanent resident of the US. He has a green card. That means that he's here legally, but is not a US citizen. His 8 months pregnant wife is a US citizen, and she was standing right there next to him when unidentified men rolled up and said, "You're coming with us," and then didn't identify themselves and took him. While being detained, Khalil was level-headed. He didn't push back. He didn't really resist. He went with it and did the calm thing, which, good, kind of could have gotten very bad. The Trump administration themselves has said that there are no charges against this guy. They are literally just detaining him because they claim he's a national security threat because he was involved in protests at Columbia University. And so they're saying that he was a pro-Hamas supporter in his anti-Israel protests. Whether or not there is merit as to whether or not he said Hamas is acceptable or whatever, none of that matters because the United States has freedom of speech, the First Amendment, and green card holders are protected by the First Amendment. But in this case, the state is basically saying, hey, we can technically label green card holders as dangers to national security, so we're going to start doing that to jettison people who say things that we don't like. So through the Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the US government was intending to deport Khalil despite having no criminal record and just being a part of a protest. A judge blocked that deportation, but it's a shaky block at best. Marco Rubio, if he wanted to, can just point at someone, say you're a national security threat, and get rid of them. It does not matter what your politics are. The US government shouldn't have the ability to point at someone and disappear them. I know they do that. We know that. And that's not okay. So then there's Fabian Schmidt, a legal resident green card holder of the US since 2008, really since 2007, but he got his green card in 2008. And he has largely just been here, chilling since then. His wife is a US citizen. And when he was returning from a recent trip to Luxembourg, he was detained. And his family didn't know where he was. His wife showed up to pick him up at the airport. She waited for 4 hours, heard nothing. And it wasn't until this man was taken to the hospital that his family found out where he was.
Post-recording chiming in just to say this next part is allegedly, according to the family, gotta make sure I don't get hella sued.
Which was being in custody of ICE, being essentially tortured. They took him into a room, they stripped him naked, put him into a cold shower, and tried to force him to give up his green card. They reportedly deprived him of food, water, medicine, and sleep, and he was diagnosed with influenza. That's why he was at the hospital. After he was diagnosed, he was given back to ICE for some god-awful reason, and he's now being held in an ICE detention center. This guy didn't do anything. A legal resident of this country with US citizens as family since 2007, just coming back into the country, getting detained, getting disappeared, family doesn't know where you are, getting denied food and medicine. This is the United States government. This is their direction. So ICE then went back to Columbia University, where Columbia had a bunch of anti-Israel protests, for sure. But I want to point out that Columbia is also Barack Obama's alma mater. So it's not super surprising that Trump is targeting Columbia University as hard as he is. So ICE goes back to Columbia and they seek out two more students. One is a Palestinian student from the West Bank who was also involved in the protests who has been taken. They claim that she overstayed her student visa. The other student that they were targeting was an urban planning doctoral student from India who was involved in the protests and has since chosen to self-deport to not deal with this shit anymore. So there's four of them, two of which are legal residents and the other two are here on visas. I was then poking around, and it turns out USA Today has collected a list of more legal residents that have just been disappeared without charges. Their article primarily centered around a woman named Camilla who has been taken by ICE after returning from her honeymoon with her US citizen husband and having lived in the US for years. Her husband had voted for Trump, believing the whole "they're only gonna go after illegals" thing. It's heartbreaking because people either didn't realize or didn't care that when Trump was saying we're gonna go after criminal legal aliens, what he meant was brown people and people I don't wanna see anymore. Others on the list include a 50-year-old woman who has lived in America for 30 years, detained. A 30-year-old woman with a US citizen father and siblings and had her papers proving that she's a legal permanent resident, taken. A 30-year-old European woman who is engaged to a US citizen, but according to DHS, overstayed a visa a decade ago, taken. These are people being taken from their family by government agents and being held in unknown locations, having not committed any crime. I wish I had an answer to the question of how do we stop this? What do we do about this? The answer is, have been caring already and have voted. I am not a fan of Kamala Harris. I would not have been a fan of a Kamala Harris presidency. But under a Kamala Harris presidency, we wouldn't be dealing with day-to-day chaos, tariff wars with our closest allies, and people who are here legally who didn't commit a crime getting disappeared in the middle of the day. It would be very nice to be able to focus on anything else except for the just cavalcade of chaos that is being done to our people. That is what people were talking about with harm reduction. Yes, the United States is always a trolley problem when it comes to the presidential election. You're going to kill people, but are you going to kill one or way more? Well, a lot or way more. But aside from time travel and undoing the election, here is what you can do, which is know your rights. I've linked in today's newsletter a fact sheet of the rights that you have when you're being confronted by ICE. Rights are not going to stop ICE from detaining you because they're Nazis. Your rights aren't a magic shield that protects you from everything, but they are backed by the law for whatever that might mean. I guess my point is this: care. Care about people. Care about the power that is being accumulated in the government. Care about the fact that the president can target people that he doesn't like based on what they say and send an agent out to just go take them with no charges. US presidents deport a ton of people. Obama deported so many people while he was in office. Largely, they were targeting people who were here as undocumented citizens with active criminal records. I still disagree with deporting people, but that was still a separating factor. Now it is going after anyone and everyone who might show dissent. If they're here legally or not, it doesn't matter. I promise you that if you are watching this video and you think that you are exempt from the US government going after you, not the case. You can be the whitest, Christianest, straightest male possible, and you're probably still not uber rich, and therefore they don't give a shit about you. But you know who does give a shit about you? I do, and a lot of other people. Because it turns out that the vast majority of people in this country actually want things to be better for people. And regardless of how edgelord anyone ever wants to be, and regardless of how evil and angry and screamy people want to be, I still want something very simple for you. I want you to have food, shelter, and healthcare. I want you to be paid a fair wage and have more time to spend with your family. That's it. That's what I want. Hey, thank you for being here. This takes a lot of work to put together between research and recording and writing and publishing and editing and That was in no correct order. But all those things happen, and it's just me. This is a one-man show. I want to do everything in my power to avoid bringing on a bunch of advertisers because, one, I don't want to shill crap at you constantly, and two, I don't want to have to be thinking about what is advertiser safe to talk about. So if you want to help me be able to say my words, a great way to do that would be to head to skh.news and subscribe to a paid support tier at $5 or $10 a month. You can also check out my Patreon. There are a lot more tier options there, starting at $3, going up way higher, and you get access to a whole bunch of bonus content and behind the scenes and first looks and all that kind of stuff. So if you want more of moi, you can head there. Links in descriptions. Let's move on. Dear listener, I need you to know, this next section is economy stuff. I promise two things, and then we're going to get to pretty much just good stuff from there on out. Okay, not just good stuff, but I did get a lot of neat things. I want to tell you about them. First up, Chuck Schumer has a shame kink. Chuck Schumer and 9 other Democrats in the Senate sided with Republicans to pass the Republican spending bill and not shut down the government. Not shutting down the government is usually a good goal. That's nice. Unfortunately, the government that is not being shut down is the government that I've just been talking about that's abducting people. And so the idea that Democrats had, at least the House Democrats, was let's shut this fucker down and use that as a negotiating point. So much so that Nancy Pelosi was trying to whip votes in the Senate to try to get people to side against Chuck Schumer's plan. That woman sure knows how to whip it, except not well enough because it passed. Let's focus less about the bill itself for a second here. I mean, it's gonna not be wonderful. We know that. Let's talk about the Democrats. So some people think that I'm a Democrat. I am not a Democrat. I'm an anarchist. I get it. A lot of people hear the words that I say and they're like, oh, he's saying Libby words. He's a lib. Don't call me that, please. Anyway, the Democrats, of which I am not, are fucked. Their leadership is boned. They have consistently just made the worst possible decisions on choosing leadership roles. Oh my God. Hakeem Jeffries has been basically useless in the House, and now Chuck Schumer is actively impeding the Democrats from doing anything useful. And so we're seeing a whole bunch of Democrats from the Senate and the House being asked if they still believe in Chuck Schumer, and they're all like, do I have to answer that question? So, I mean, maybe he'll be removed at some point. The dude is also the senator from New York, and is on the record saying that he doesn't care about the abduction of Mohammed Khalil from Columbia University in New York. Seems a little backwards. Anyway, you know how the number usually go up? The number go down now. Yeah, the stock market kind of took in more normal financial terms, the stock market is plummeting, and all last week it was just, I guess I went back to the sounds. Largely between everything I've already been talking about, the chaos from the Trump administration, the on and off tariffs with everyone, including our closest trade partners, no one feels comfortable in this environment, and so stocks are tanking. On top of that, Tesla, which has its own extra set of problems, given that Elon Musk is a literal Nazi, they saw a massive drop this past week, like 15% of their value in a day, and they're down 45% year to date. So that's fun. Get bent. Okay, I told you I promised better stuff. So gaming, a game development studio that is run by the original programmer of the Star Fox franchise, has just announced a spiritual successor to the Star Fox franchise. Nailed it. It's called Wild Blue, and it looks like it's going to have a lot of the same spirit of the original games, being more about a like arcade-style on-rails shooter rather than whatever the fuck Nintendo was doing with that franchise towards the end. So here's hoping that I'll be able to bop around and pew-pew and enemy shields analyzed. Shit. Fuck. I thought I had good stuff. I have two... I promise there's good things at some point. The CEO of the company that made Roblox was asked about what he's doing about the whole, you know, kids being groomed on Roblox thing. If you're not familiar with Roblox, it's just, I don't even know how to describe it. It's a massive online platform that has a lot of users between the ages of 8 and 12. It's like a video game, social thing, game engine, platform, online thing. But largely, it is a place where child predators prey on children. And so some parents were like, hey, CEO of Roblox, what you doing about that? To which he responded, I don't, stop asking me about this. His actual response was, if you're not comfortable, don't let your kids be on Roblox. What a wonderful reply from the profiting off of children guy. Well done, guy. We also saw a leaked video from Sony where they showed off a work in progress AI powered NPC. The leaked video was from the PlayStation Studios Advanced Technology Group. And it was a demo that showed Aloy, the main character from the Horizon series, being controlled by an AI, doing like speech and facial animations and everything. We later learned that the woman who actually plays Aloy in those games and does all the voice acting and mocap was unaware that this was happening, but she's been apparently assured that they didn't use any of her data for training the AI. Her response is still, this sucks. Lightning round, and hopefully good stuff. An American Airlines Boeing 737 caught fire, but what? No one's dead. They heard the engines rattling, so they landed, and then it caught fire on the tarmac, which is a really nice place for it to catch fire. And ultimately, we now have an iconic photo of a bunch of people standing on the wings of a burning airplane that just says, American! Right next to it. Completely unrelated, but US airlines are warning that consumer demand is down. There's a group in Kenya making building materials out of agricultural waste bound together by fungal mycelium. Just a really cool sequence of words. Hella solar punk, literally using oyster mushroom mycelium to bind together material into essentially earth bricks. That one counts. That's a good one. Two US federal judges from quite literally across the country, California and Maryland, have issued orders requiring the Trump administration to reinstate like 24,000 federal employees who were fired. You know, all those people that Doge has been firing? Undo. Control Z. The deadline for that order is the day that this goes out at 1 p.m., Monday, March 17th. We'll see what happens. Apparently, a lot of people have been brought back, but just put immediately on administrative leave, so they're just being paid. What a mess. And finally for today, scientists in Iraq found stone tablets, which they believe held just basically like bureaucratic notes from ancient Mesopotamia. Like, they found ancient spreadsheets. I'm just thinking about like ancient emails. I hope... To whom it may concern, I hope this slate finds you well. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skh.news for sources, bonus content, and my stone tablets that have even better spreadsheets. You're going to be amazed at my formulas. My name is Endurance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.